fun ways to be physically active. Is spending quality time with your couch your fallback plan on those days when you have some downtime? Playing video games, watching a cool show, texting your friends? All that can be fun, but sitting around the whole evening not really doing much makes you feel blah. What if you want to be more physically active, but organized sports and hitting the gym aren't your thing? Good news. You don't have to be an Olympic sprinter or a champion bodybuilder to be active. There are fun, creative activities all around you that don't require you to be an athlete to enjoy. So step away from the couch and make some awesome memories. Here are 40 fun activities that are too fun not to try. On your own. Number 1. Be a tourist in your own hometown. Walk around your neighborhood and explore places you've never been before. Take pictures of the cool things you see. Number 2. Master a new skill. Perfect a swan dive. Try a new trick on a skateboard. Figure out how to ride a unicycle or learn a new gymnastics move. Number 3. Learn a traditional dance from another country, like the Japanese Bon Odori dance, the Hawaiian hula, or the Russian tropak. Number 4. Build something for your home, like a bird feeder or a bookshelf. Number 5. Walk or ride your bike someplace you usually drive. With a group. Number 6. Play broom ball. It's like hockey, but with brooms and a ball. Number 7. Organize a photo scavenger hunt with your friends or mutual group. Then race on foot to see which team can get them the fastest. Number 8. Play group games. Kick the can, Red Rover, hide and seek, sardines, capture the flag, etc. Number 9. Play classic tag and then freeze tag, snake tag, reverse tag, even friendship tag. Number 10. Join a local recreational league. Number 11. Have a ball playing kickball. Use kiddie pools as bases and a slip and slide to splash into home. Number 12. Make treasure hunts for each other by writing clues on sticky notes and placing them around your house, yard, or neighborhood. Number 13. Do an activity scavenger hunt of things each team has to do, like singing a specific song to a stranger, blowing a bubblegum bubble, or finding a common last name at a cemetery. Number 14. Break out your best beats and host a 30-minute dance party. Number 15. Pull out your old jump ropes and challenge your friends to see who can learn the coolest trick. With your family. Number 16. Turn your yard or nearby park into an obstacle course for you and your siblings. Hula hoop 10 times, run to the tree, do 5 cartwheels, go down the slide, crab walk to the swings, etc. Number 17. Make up your own sport. Number 18. Build a fort out of blankets and boxes for an indoor bunker. Number 19. Play charades backwards. One person guesses while the rest of your family acts out the clue. Number 20. Lend a hand with household projects. Stain a fence or deck. Paint a wall. Recalk a shower. Or help with another project. Number 21. Learn a game from another culture and teach it to your family. You could start with Ampi, a game from Ghana, or Dibidibidip, a Korean game. Seasonal activities. Number 22. Have a water or balloon fight or a snowball fight. Number 23. Go fruit picking and make a pie together. Number 24. Hike to a waterfall. Number 25. Build a sandcastle or a snow fort. Number 26. Plant a garden and take care of it. Number 27. Go swimming. Learn how to dive, try out different strokes, or play pool games like sharks and minnows. Indoors. Number 28. Find videos of yoga, aerobic kickboxing, or other fitness activities that you like and follow along at home. Number 29. Rearrange the furniture. Number 30. Stretch a little while you're reading a novel or playing video games or lifting weights while watching TV. Number 31. Make bread by hand. Number 32. Go to a museum. Number 33. Dance to your favorite music while you do your chores. Number 34. Race your friends up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Number 35. Take up ballroom, country swing, folk, or another style of dance. Service. Number 36. Help someone in your neighborhood with their yard or go pick up trash at a park. Number 37. Organize a mini Olympics for the kids in your neighborhood. Number 38. Volunteer to take your neighbor's dog for a walk or visit your local animal shelter or humane society. Number 39. Help build stuff in your community, such as a new play area in a park or a school nearby. Number 40. Participate in a local fundraising run.
Sidebar. Start now. Regularly give your body the exercise it needs and deserves. If you are physically able, decide today to be the master of your own house and begin a regular, long-term exercise program suited to your abilities combined with a healthier diet. Spiritual confidence increases when your spirit, with the help of the Savior, is truly in charge of your natural man or woman. Elder Jörg Klebengat of the 70, Approaching the Throne of God with Confidence, Ensign, November 2014, page 35.
Why would physical health matter to Heavenly Father? Isn't He the one who looketh on the heart, not the physical stature? See 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Though God doesn't look on our appearance, our bodies are gifts from Him, and we should take care of them. Some blessings of good physical health are better concentration and ability in school, more ability to do your favorite hobbies, good mission preparation. If you're not in good health, you can't go. And remember, missionaries walk or bike a lot. Preparation for parenthood. Do you want to be a parent who can actually run around with your kids? Stay healthy. Increased sensitivity to the Spirit. Greater ability to make choices. While some think the word of wisdom is restrictive, it actually helps you make wise choices by keeping you in control of your thoughts and actions rather than impaired by drugs or alcohol. For the strength of youth says, eat nutritious food, exercise regularly, and get enough sleep. Practice balance and moderation in all aspects of your physical health. Don't go to extremes, either too much or too little of good things. Seek healthy solutions to problems. Do all you can to safeguard your physical and emotional health so that you can fulfill your divine potential. End of the article. Fun Ways to Be Physically Active. Read by Wes Nelson.